Hey, welcome, Doug, to this interview series, the Next Economy Now podcast. And you know, for listeners, I think one of the reasons I'm excited about Clearinghouse CDFI is that you're a lot different than other financial institutions.
So could you speak a little bit about this idea of growth? You know, there's a lot of folks who feel that, you know, we need to grow to have a big impact on the world. But at the same time, sometimes companies grow too quickly, and then the, you know, the impact gets watered down because they are actually like losing their original intention. And can you speak about this balance and how you've thought about it at Clearinghouse?
Yeah, it's a really interesting topic. And I remember harken back to one of the OFN conferences years and years ago when I was still relatively new to the industry, and the director of OFN at the time, Mark Pinsky, gave a speech to all CDFIs entitled Grow, Change, or Die. And it was met with a good amount of resistance. I've always felt that, you know, growing for the sake of growing is not what it's all about. I'm the kind of person that finds it kind of fun to grow and to continue to build. But for us, it's about being able to do more in the community. You know, there was a time where our loan limit was $250,000. And, you know, we thought that was a lot and we could help a lot of groups. You know, now we've done, you know, we're looking at a $30 million loan right now. And just the sheer volume, the dollar amount, the difference you can make when you're at a size that we're at or another large CDFI is really just remarkable. And, you know, as president CEO now, sometimes I'm a little bit removed from the projects, but, you know, you go out to a grand opening or groundbreaking ceremony and you really realize what our dollars is doing and the lives that it's changing. So to me, growth is about impact. And again, I enjoy watching our company grow. It's inspiring to me. It's, you know, something that motivates me. But if it didn't come with an increase in our impact, an increase in helping low and moderate income communities or communities of color, it wouldn't have any meaning to me.
What is your long-term vision for Clearinghouse? Like, let's say, you know, 5, 10, 20 years down the road, what's the vision of success that you're looking to create?
Yeah, well, right now we are undertaking I'll call it a recapitalization of the company. And what we're really trying to do is keep up with our growth. And we need to raise additional equity capital to keep up with our lending. And quite frankly, our lending has exceeded a volume that I could have ever imagined when I started this company 22 years ago. And I think we are looking at some strategic geographic areas of expansion. And again, we went into Nevada in the middle of the financial crisis when all of the community banks were failing there. And I remember people on our board telling me that we were nuts. You know, it was like, why would you go into Nevada now? They're bulldozing down subdivisions. You know, this is the worst time. And once again, that is, you know, as a CDFI, we want to run to the fire. We want to go where there's the most need. And the fact that the banks there were shutting down and there was no, you know, really community bank presence meant that it was important for us to be there. And so we are continuing to grow. I think that it's not unrealistic to see us as a $1 billion plus CDFI. And I kind of pinch myself when I say that because it doesn't even sound right. But, you know, Ryan, we're on that growth pattern right now. And if we're successful with this recapitalization, we'll have the equity to continue to grow and to continue to make important, impactful loans in the community.
And where can folks learn more about Clearinghouse and, you know, say if there's any investors who are interested, what's the best way for them to get in contact?
We have a great website that has a ton of information, including our financials. It is www.ccdfi.com. Again, that's ccdfi.com. www.thenexteconomy.com. And a lot of information there. There's contact numbers. I'd be happy to talk to anybody that is serious about investing or working with us. And also, you know, we're looking for projects to lend, you know, good projects. And so, and our service area is California, Arizona, Nevada, New Mexico, and all of Indian country throughout the United States. So if anyone is aware of an unmet credit need that has a good community impact, or, you know, often our loans are made to entrepreneurs, people of color, or members of groups that have been disenfranchised. And if anyone is aware of loans, boy, we'd love to hear from them as well.